fans, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the May 4th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports.
Voice of America.
The Voice of America is once again a proud broadcasting partner of the Men's Basketball Africa League, or BAL, which wraps up its Nile Conference games on Saturday in Cairo, Egypt. On Wednesday in Cairo, 2022 BAL finalist Petro de Luanda of Angola became the first Nile Conference team to qualify for the BAL playoffs after beating Seydou Legacy Athletic Club, or SLAC, of Guinea 95-78. Petro has won all four of its games in Cairo, and by big margins, too. The team's average margin of victory has been 25 points. Petro once again showed its depth on Wednesday. Five of its players scored 11 points or more each. Sudan-born big man Atar Majak came off the bench and tallied a team-high 15 points, as well as 7 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 block shots. American Dane Miller Jr. scored a game-high 24 points for SLAC. In Wednesday's other BAL game in Cairo, Ferro Viario Dibera of Mozambique defeated the Cape Town Tigers of South Africa 82-76. Berra is currently in third place in the Nile Conference standings with a record of 2 wins and 2 losses. The Cape Town Tigers and SLAC are fighting for fourth place in Cairo. They each have a record of 1 win and 3 losses. The top 4 teams in the conference will advance to the BAL playoffs. Taking a look at Friday's BAL games in Cairo, there's a top-of-the-table matchup between Petro de Luanda and local favorite Al Ahly of Egypt, which has won its first 3 games. And Uganda's City Oilers hope to get their first win when they play Berra of Mozambique.
Sporty greetings. This is Liz Mills, head coach of Abidjan Basketball Club of Cote d'Ivoire. You are listening to Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Thanks.
Thanks, Coach. Coach Liz Mills and Abidjan Basketball Club have already qualified for the BAL playoffs. Now, the way the playoffs are set up, her team will take on the first place team in Cairo. And right now, it looks like that team could be Petro de Luanda. As I mentioned, Petro has been winning big in Cairo. Before the competition tipped off in Egypt, Petro's Brazilian coach, Jose Neto, said his team would need to play its best basketball to lift the trophy on May 27th in Kigali, Rwanda.
The ball is a very tough league, and teams have invested big each year in order to be more and more competitive. When we learned about the difficult group we landed in, we knew we would have to play at our best if we wanted to make it all the way to the finals in Kigali. Because of its competitiveness, anything can happen as far as which teams will go far and which ones will fall on the way. We have to raise the level of our game, our focus, our attention to detail, and definitely play our best basketball. There's no room for error, but I believe we're up for the challenge and ready to hopefully win it all this year. Though we know we've got to climb this mountain from the bottom all the way up to the top again this year. Our mindset has to be on point. We cannot go into this year thinking about last year's run. This is a whole new road ahead with the new challenges and obstacles, new teams, ours as well, since we have 7 new players on the roster. So we must play each game as a competition in itself.
Coach Neto talks about competition. He says the competition in the BAL has gotten tougher and tougher over three seasons.
Having played the first two editions of the ball, we could tell each year the competition becomes more difficult. The road to ball this time showed, along with the Sahara Conference, that the 2023 edition is going to be even tougher. We can see a more organized, more competitive, and improved league. The ball has taken African basketball to a whole new level as far as visibility, quality, and potential. Who knows where African basketball will be in the near future as a result of teams having gone through the ball. We may very well see African teams joining the world's best in a very short time.
That's Jose Neto, the head coach of Petro de Luanda Basketball Club.
Sports greetings. This is Jose Neto, head coach of Petro de Luanda Basketball Club of Angola. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Thanks.
Thanks, coach.
Hello, this is Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
This is Colonel Sam Amedu, retired President FIBA Africa Zone 3. You are once more listening to Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Thank you very much and have a good day.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bonga flavor to soukous, afrobeat to ndombolo and makossa to kwaito. The African Beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news.
Thanks, David. That's David Vandy, the host of the VOA's African Beat music show. Back on the Sunny Side of Sports Beat, the Boston Celtics routed the visiting Philadelphia 76ers Wednesday night to even their National Basketball Association playoff series at one game each. The Celtics spoiled the return of new league MVP Joel Embiid, the Cameroonian big man who had been sidelined with a knee injury. Embiid played 27 minutes in Boston and scored 15 points. The AP's Dave Ferry tells us more about Boston's big win.
The Celtics knotted their second-round series at a game apiece by smothering the 76ers, 121-87. Jaylen Brown scored 25 points while leading a team that played with much more intensity than in the opener.
I think we just got to take more pride in ourselves, you know, and that's it, you know. We just feel like, you know, we underperformed last game and we wanted to come out and play to the best of our ability. And that's what we did.
No one on the 76ers approached 20 points. Malcolm Brogdon provided 6 of Boston's 23-pointers and finished with 23 points.
We were resilient. I thought it started with JB. He set the tone. And, you know, it's about setting the tone for the next game. You know, this is one game. They came out and played a great game, the first one. James played great. I thought tonight we, you know, flipped the script. I thought we did a great job on him and great job overall. But that's one game, and it doesn't mean anything if there's no carryover.
Game 3 is Friday in Philadelphia. I'm Dave Ferry.
Thanks, Dave. Philadelphia's head coach, Doc Rivers, says his team simply couldn't deal with Boston's defensive pressure in Game 2.
You can talk about intensity and force all you want, but when you get on the court and it's actually being applied to you. You have to be able to handle it. We didn't handle it very well tonight. Well, we'll be better.
The NBA playoffs continue later Thursday night in San Francisco, California, where the defending champion Golden State Warriors host the Los Angeles Lakers. The Lakers lead the series 1-0 after a big game by big man Anthony Davis. AD tallied 30 points, 23 rebounds, 5 assists, and 4 blocks to lead the Lakers to a 117-112 victory on Tuesday night in San Francisco.
Hello, I am Chinedu Ofo in Washington. Starting next week, VOA Africa brings you Africa in Brief. Roundups of the latest news from across the continent. We'll start your day off with the news you need when you need it. Find Africa in Brief at 0400, 0500, and 0600 UTC, wherever you listen to your favorite VOA Africa radio programs.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. World Athletics says it's deeply saddened by the death of 32-year-old Tori Bowie, the 2017 World 100-meter champion. Tori also won gold, silver, and bronze medals at the 2016 Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. The American sprinter was found dead at her home in Florida. The cause of her death is not yet known. Tori Bowie's management company issued a statement saying, and I quote, "We've lost a client, dear friend, daughter, and sister. Tori was a champion, a beacon of light who shines so bright. We're truly heartbroken, and our prayers are with her family and friends." Meanwhile, the Sunny Side of Sports also remembers Ralph Boston, the 1960 Olympic long jump champion for the USA, who died Sunday at the age of 83. Ralph Boston also won a silver medal at the 1964 Tokyo Olympics and a bronze medal at the 1968 Mexico City Games. Boston broke or tied the world long jump record 6 times in the 1960s. Former Olympic long jump champion Ralph Boston, dead at the age of 83. Botswana's Nigel Amos, a 2012 Olympic silver medalist in the men's 800 meters, has been banned for 3 years for doping. The Athletics Integrity Unit says the ban rules Amos out of next year's Olympics in Paris. Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook, Twitter, and at voaafrica.com. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. My Twitter handle is at VOA Sunny Sports. And if you go to voaafrica.com, you can listen online to the Sunny Side of Sports, as well as past episodes. And check out some of the other VOA programs at voaafrica.com. Lots of information at voaafrica.com. Let's give an early Sunny Side of Sports birthday salute to Spanish tennis star Carlos Alcaraz. Carlos will be celebrating his 20th birthday on Friday. And yes, he'll be celebrating it on the tennis courts at the Madrid Open. Defending champion Carlos Alcaraz has reached the semifinals in Madrid. He'll play Borna Koric on Friday in the semifinals. Happy 20th birthday, Carlos Alcaraz. Meanwhile, world number one Iga Świątek also made it to the last four in Madrid. She cruised to a 6-love, 6-3 win over Petra Martic. More tennis news. Emma Raducanu will miss the French Open and Wimbledon after announcing she is having what she describes as a minor procedure on both hands and an ankle. Raducanu expects to be sidelined for the next few months. Raducanu is the 2021 U.S. Open champion from Britain. She has struggled with injuries in recent years, most recently pulling out of the Madrid Open because of a hand problem.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Sportings, greetings to you sports fans. This is John Senebo, a.k.a. the Big John, boxing analyst, boxing promoter, Gertrude in River State and former River State heavyweight boxing champion. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Keep it locked right here. Thank you.
Thank you, the Big John. In African boxing, two fighters with ties to Ghana, Joel Kodia and Freezy McBones, recently scored victories in their second professional bouts in London. In this encore Sunny Side of Sports presentation, Yawafusu Larbi in Accra has profiles of the two boxers, and Yao says he'll start with Kodia. Sporty greetings, Yao!
Sporty greetings, Sunny. Before his recent fight, Kodia was a railway worker in London's intense rail system. He was shoveling stones and lifting heavy stuff, a cog in the wheel of a transportation system that helps thousands of people to their destinations across the UK every day. He used to work for 10 hours or more before heading to the gym to do the rigorous boxing training to get ready for his bouts. Kodia fought 12 times at amateur level before he moved into professional prize fighting. He won his first fight and has since been a sensation for many boxing enthusiasts in the United Kingdom. Kodia was born in London to Ghanaian parents. As a kid, he would watch WWE matches with his brothers for hours, wanting to become a wrestler, until he discovered boxing when he was 9. It gave him a lifeline, but he would not get into the ring until he was 19. Now, he shares the same boxing gym with light heavyweight fighter Anthony Yard and believes he has learned so much from such an incredible fighter. The move from amateur to professional boxing is always a tricky one. Kodia knows how tough it is.
The amateurs is more of a sport and the professionals more of a business. So that's the two differences. And in amateurs, it's more so they're trying to collect points, But in the professional games, they're trying to hurt your opponent.
The stars are beginning to align for Kodia now, though. He fought Dale Arrowsmith as an undercard on the Joe Joyce Zilel Zhang fight in only his second professional bout and excelled.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. I had fun. Well, with the guy, because I know that the boy was, he knows how to survive. I was trying to break him down with the body work. So hitting the body, which did work because I hurt him in the third round. But then he used his experience to come out of it.
Good things never come easy. And for Kodia, he has never had it the easy way. He admits that his most recent fights opened his mind to a whole new world of discipline.
Training, it was hard. It was hard. We would go for runs, do 12 rounds sparring, do pad work, do bag work, a lot of running. It was hard, man. It was good though. It was challenging. It made me. I learned a lot about myself in this training camp.
The young fighter reveres Floyd Mayweather, Mike Tyson, Muhammad Ali, and Anthony Yard. That is an incredible band of boxers who have achieved so much in the sport. As a young boxer, these are big shoes, but the motivation to attain those heights is spurring him on.
What do you think the future holds for Joe in boxing?
Oh, in boxing, greatness, and with the belief and the faith of God, I will reach the top.
What do you want to achieve?
I want to win the world titles. That's my top goal.
What are you doing to get those world titles?
I'm working hard. I'm training every day and I'm improving every day. So when the time comes, I'm not training for now. I'm not training for tomorrow. I'm training for years down the line.
It is a long shot now, but from the way he has started, he could be a huge sensation in the sport in years to come. His name, Joel Kodia. Freezy turned professional last year and has already become a sensation. He wants to leave a mark like Mike Tyson and other legends in the sport. On his second professional bout on the undercard of Joe Joyce versus Zilil Zhang, Mark Bones was victorious and recounts the night's action against British journeyman Daryl Sharp.
I tried to get inside him, you know, put pressure on him, attack him side and side, cut him ring off, and manage to bang him body and that. But he's tough. But at the end of the fight, he said something to me and make me laugh. He said, all my professional fights, you are the hardest punch I ever made. And I was like, this guy is crazy. Yeah, he's good. Yeah, it was weird.
The 33-year-old, and with only 18 amateur fights and 2 professional bouts to his name, Mark Bones has come to the sport very late, but he still has lofty ambitions.
We just start the game. There's a lot coming up, honestly. British title or a European title, then you go in WBC, then you go in deeper, the bigger one, you know. But step by step, I'm not in rush. Obviously, I start boxing late, but I will accept whatever I deserve, and I will make sure I will be ready for what coming in my way.
As revealed by Mark Jones, traveling out of your country and leaving your comfort zone could be all you need to begin your success story. On a night that should have been enjoyed in ecstasy and celebrations, it turned to tears and a very emotional feeling.
Life wasn't easy for us. You know, we couldn't even go to school. Sometimes whatever we eat is hard. You know, by God's grace, I got opportunity, came to this country, tried to find a job, looking after my family, and then I found the love of the sports.
As a professional boxer now, Mark Bones has limited time to prepare his delicacies as a chef due to his tight training schedule. He is, however, not giving up entirely on that. He has found a way to make the art of cooking relevant in a different way.
I've got something coming out, Ghana Jollof, Freezy Food. I made them, me and one of my chefs, we make them. But it's not out yet. So we're going to sell them in the shop. And once it comes out, I'll try to send you some to try. And that is on the way coming as well. Soon it's coming out, like more than 3 weeks. So at the moment, I'm not doing chef at the moment. I just try to focus on the more boxing. But I'm still behind. I got a few people, we working together, you know. So sometimes I just go to kitchen and check everything is all right here and there and that. Yeah. So it's all about hustling and how bad you want it. If you really want it, you always find a way to get things done.
Labeled as the British Mike Tyson, Tyson was the only fighter who lured Mark Bones to start boxing. But he was also inspired after watching Floyd Mayweather take on Manny Pacquiao in a fight in 2015. From working menial jobs in Ghana to becoming a professional boxer in the United Kingdom, he hopes his inspirational journey to becoming a world champion comes soon. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Yao Fusilabi in Accra.
Thanks, Yao. And good luck to Freezy McBones and Joel Codia as they begin their prize-fighting journeys.
Around the clock, the Voice of America keeps you in touch with the latest news.
Tune in at the top of every hour, every day of the week.
For the 5-Minute VOA Newscast.
We bring you reports from our correspondents and interviews with newsmakers from around the globe.
Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the world.
VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
The Men's Basketball Africa League, or BAL, is currently in its third season. The BAL recently tipped off a new initiative for women players. Sadina Abagwia has a report from Dakar, Senegal, narrated by my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. Sporty greetings, Gwen.
Sporty greetings, Sunny. Adama Hawa Diallo has high goals for her career. She wants to play basketball around Africa and the world. The Basketball Africa League, or BAL, has set up the BAL for her initiative that Diallo says is perfect for her.
I have challenges. I want to win everything, and that's what I've been aiming for a long time. To be queen of basketball, to be champion of Africa, to travel. That's what I really want.
BAL Operations Chief Aminata Dia says the program has two goals, to teach the game to women basketball players and to raise the profile of women players.
This camp today is to provide an opportunity for the girls to have more visibility, to provide them with a little more material in terms of basketball and off the field also, because they are going to do a basketball camp, then a seminar on nutrition and on women in sports.
According to Malian professional basketball player Hamchitu Maigaba, for many female players, it's not about comparing them to male players. It's about access and opportunity.
We can grow together, and it's a pleasure to see these women who have opportunities, not only on a basketball court, but all around, because they have abilities, and it's a pleasure to see them having the opportunity to demonstrate.
After specific initiatives for women, such as regional camps and the National Basketball Association Academy program for girls, BAL President Amadou Galfal says the league is looking to strengthen the place of women in sports.
We will continue to produce talent at girls' level, and all these talents, when time comes, will be able to perform on the continent in a professional women's league that will also continue to develop.
The Basketball Africa League has plans to add more camps and create space for women in the coming years. This report was written by Sedina Abagwia in Dakar, Senegal. And I'll hand it back over to you, Sonny.
Thanks, Gwen. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. And that wraps up the May 4th edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
I get it.